Hi, this is Revi Straubing from yofa.net, and this message is coming to you from yogaofalignment.com. This is actually the Yofa G Sessions update for today, March 11th, 2009, but it's also an opportunity for me to talk to you a little bit about the Yofa G Sessions. I recently announced to you that I want to explain to you a little bit more about what the G Sessions are and how this all works, because I think it's been a little bit of a too well-kept secret. I want you to better understand what the possibility is here. So I thought I would combine today. Usually I send out an email and a written update about what went on in the session for that day. But today I'm doing it as an audio message, just because I have more to say than I feel like sitting and typing. I just feel like I prefer to talk about this today, so I thought I would just share it with everybody, members, and anybody else who wants to listen. So today's session went out to the active membership and the inner circle membership. And if you want to know more about what that's all about, you can go to alignmentforhealing.com. This was an unusual session that I did today because it almost exclusively focused on one tiny little aspect of your inner alignment, but it's like a hugely powerful aspect. It's tiny, it's very precise, but from it comes the establishment of all the rest of your energetic alignment. So the place where this session focused today was on the Y-axis of the root chakra. And what that means is just the vertical dimension of that chakra. Now, usually when we talk about chakras or when you see diagrams of it, you see these flowers, like lotus flowers, facing outward. But the root chakra, the flower is actually facing in the other orientation, and the shape of the chakra that I'm talking about here is an egg-shaped energetic structure. And this structure is actually half inside and half outside the body at the bottom of the torso. It's almost like if you could imagine a hen sitting on her egg and how the egg is sort of partly pressed up into her and partly down into the nest. That's the way this chakra sits in you. And the metaphysics of this part of your energy body are so profound. The meaning of the vertical axis of the root chakra does not translate easily into words, at least not in my experience. And so today's G session was about that alignment. The most important thing that I want to address about it here on this G update, because this has to do with the effect that I expect it to have. This is the one of the results that I expect you to see as a result of this alignment. If you're on the G list, if your name is on the G list, the regular G list, not the free list, and I did this session for you today, one of the effects, probably the most noticeable effect, is a feeling that the world becomes a little bit more friendly. And that is one of the colors of the mood ring of the root chakra, is that it's a link between you and your world. And so when it comes into alignment, you experience harmony between yourself and others, between your self physically and the physical world, in the sense of like traffic flowing or graceful movements in your body. It can manifest as harmonious relationships with strangers. It can manifest as a difference in your perception, even when you watch the news or you look at the world, the big picture of the world that you're in, that it can go from being a sort of scary, overwhelming thing to being something that makes sense and something that you feel part of and that you feel a sense of love about, a sense of brotherhood, sisterhood, and compassion. So the alignment, the vertical alignment of the root chakra, is very significant in just about every aspect of the living of your life. The root chakra is the birthing place of every moment of now for you. And so the continual flow of the experience of your life, which is a stringing together of these moments of now, if each one of them comes through an aligned pathway, the whole experience of your life, every aspect of it, because your now encompasses everything and the sequence of these nows, is your life, is what it is. When that comes into alignment, everything changes. So the effect that I would expect that you might experience as a result of this session today is the world feeling like a more friendly place, your life feeling like a more friendly place, you feeling more properly seated in the experience of being you. And the branches of that, when we look at how that affects the other axes, that's going to bring a sense of ease in your body. And so if there's something that you're working on healing physically, in a health issue, something, pain in your body, anything like that, getting this fundamental alignment established in the vertical aspect of the root gives you, your body, the opportunity to relax, to stop fighting. And when that happens, lots of symptoms can just clear up practically instantly. So if you've got joint pains or muscular tension, maybe from sitting at a computer, doing a repetitive job, all of that stuff, you might notice a very sudden and dramatic improvement in those things. And as I always have to do whenever I speak about your body, I just need to put in a disclaimer here that the G sessions are not intended to diagnose or treat medical conditions. This is just a phenomenon as an overflowing of well-being. These things just sort of show up. Regarding your relationships, when that vertical axis of the root is aligned, what happens is that because globally you're perceiving the world as a more friendly place, your personal relationships and your intimate relationships, your family relationships become, it's a, sort of like a veil gets lifted, a fog goes away. You can see people more clearly because you're not tensed against them. You're expecting a warm reception. You're expecting a loving interaction. And so you bring yourself to others in a way that is delightful to them. And it snowballs in that way, that you're expecting good, you're bringing good, they see you're good, they bring good, and the giving and receiving that happens in your personal relationships becomes sort of, it's like a secondary alignment that happens all on its own. So I hope you can see the importance and the power of this particular tiny little aspect of the alignment process. And so if you're interested in working with this a little bit more, if you've got Rooted in the Infinite, read chapters 8 and 9, and then look at anything in here that has to do with the alignment of the Y-axis, and read all the chapters on the root chakra, and put all that information, you know, like just let it all move around inside you. Let it all make its associations, find its meaning, its personal meaning for you. And so I'm inviting you into what might be the most difficult to understand aspect of the Yofa system, and yet one of the most powerful aspects of it. The Yofa G sessions are remote inner alignment sessions. They're based on the book Rooted in the Infinite. They are at the heart of the Yofa system, and the benefit that comes from them is very personal to you because it manifests, you're going to see the manifestations in the specifics of your life. But the place where I talk about it in these updates is at the essence level. So for one person, this same alignment of the vertical axis of the root chakra can manifest as that they now fall in love. They find a mutually loving romantic relationship. That's how it can turn for one person. For another person, it can be that they get up out of bed and start walking after not having been able to do that due to illness. And so it's a tricky kind of thing for me to do these updates, because the way that it's going to manifest for you is, of course, going to be very specific and very unique for you. And the degree to which you see the results is also going to have to do with how resonant you are with what I'm offering, how open you are, and how effective I am, and, you know, so many different things. So some people sometimes have instantaneous, remarkable results from these sessions. And that the same person can sometimes then go for a long stretch without noticing specific results, but things are going on under the surface. And then all of a sudden they'll have like a very noticeable, recognizable result. So it's something like, you know, if you go to the gym and you exercise, and when you first start doing it, you notice how great you feel, and after a while you kind of plateau for a little while, and then you break through to a new level. The same thing with meditation. When you first start meditating, it's a very different experience, and then after a while it might just become a little bit routine, and then something happens and some new space opens to you. So this is very much like those kind of things. It's an ongoing process. Sometimes the results are startlingly specific. I have people write emails to me where it's as if they were looking over my shoulder while I was writing the update, because their experience is like exactly what I'm saying is the result of the session. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes people don't feel anything, and yet it's just kind of cooking under the surface. So these G sessions are a little bit challenging for me to explain, but like I said, I've made a commitment. I want to tell you more about how this is, because I think there are probably a lot of people who could really, really benefit from what's going on here, and they just simply don't know about it. So if you know someone who you think would be interested in this, please just send them over to alignmentforhealing.com, or send them here over to the blog at yogaofalignment.com, so that they can start to become familiar with what this is about. What I notice is that people can usually tell when they hear me talk about it or they read about it, it either rings true or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, that's fine. You know, this is not for everybody. But if you recognize something in what I'm saying here, if it speaks to you, maybe you're somebody who this would really be of benefit to. So I want to thank you all for listening. The folks who are members of the G sessions, watch for those results. Again, it's about finding yourself suddenly in a friendlier world. And if you read those chapters in Rooted, you'll see that the evolution of that actually turns into an alignment of the ego with the higher self, or with the inner being, or whatever you want to call it, with the divine aspect of you. This session may take you there, especially those of you who have been on the list for a long time, and you're now this becomes a little bit more of a fine-tuning. You may actually start to feel a shift that would be hard for me to describe, but it's the shift that happens when the ego bows to the higher self and cooperates with the higher intention and vision of the whole being. It's when the ego clicks into being a valuable instrument rather than a resistance machine. So, but I hope that gives you a good idea of what today's session was about. And if you're brand new to the Yofa G sessions, it gives you a little bit of an idea of the potential of these remote inner alignment sessions. This is Rebbe from yofa.net and yogaofalignment.com and alignmentforhealing.com, and I wish you everything your heart desires. I'll be talking to you again soon.